This week, we read Ha'azinu. The end of last week's parsha. Either bomb is a Shemayim v'yas Ha'aretz. Shemayim and Ha'aretz are my Edim. It's the whole thing. What does it mean, Edim? Shemayim Ha'aretz. Hados Yilucham Hayom is Shemayim Ha'aretz. Kavoto. Hazino is Shemayim Ha'aretz. My Edim, pay attention. V'sishma Ha'aretz in Refi. Thing is, what does Edom mean? It's more than Edom. We say every day that Oyim Shema Tishmu. Sati Mecha Arz Samito Yoram Alkosh. Shemayim and Ores put into effect also Kadosh Baruch Hu's dealing with the world. They're Edim. Why are they Edim? Because they are part of the process of Schar V'Onesh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yarov Kamot Alichi. Says Rashi. Now, there are two ways of understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Some people look at it as an incredible burden. Oy, Shabbos, Yontif, Talmud learning Torah, 3 stars a day. Who knows what? Kashish, you can't eat what you want, you can't this what you want, all these rules. See, all that volumes of Shulchan Aruch right there. It's a big burden. Rashi says, no. Chaim lo'olam. That is the life of the world. That is the only way one leads a life in this world. Nowadays, you see the world going into total insanity and collapse. This is living that life with all those rules in Shulchan Aruch. That's what gives us life. Yarov kamot lichi. It's like rain to the world. Rain without rain, nothing. Tizal kaltal and Rosh. Rashi says, I call smeichim bo. What is Rashi saying? Everyone's happy with the Torah. Do you know how many people out there complain Shabbos is hard and this is hard and this is hard? Think that's hard. Wait till you get to Chosh Mishpat. I have to do my business this way. I have to do my business this way. I have to do my business this way. Rashi is saying a very important yesod. Before we begin the Tochacha here, realize one thing. That leading the Torah is the only way to have a happy life in this world. That's it. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's introduction. Ki Hashem Hashem Mekro Ovu Godel Elokim. What does this mean? Two things. The two halachas we learn from this. Two very important halachas we learn from this. According to the Ramban, there's a mitzvah esse deraisa of saying Birkas HaTorah. Where does it say that? Gemara says, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra Hovu Goy Lokeh. The entire Torah is Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We, every day, What is happening according to the Ramban Sefer Mitzvos? Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us I'm giving you a Torah. The Torah is not, you may think it's a burden, you may think it's hard. It's the only way of living a normal, happy life in this world. That's it. And therefore, the moment you learn Torah, you have a godel, you have to express to HaKadosh Baruch Hu your gratitude, then say, Havu Toda, Golda. You express the Torah, the godless HaTorah, the wonderful aspect of this way of life that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. Appreciate it. Now, there's a problem with the Torah. You have to keep it. It's a good idea. No. You have to keep it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with us a bris. Just shut it off. Made with his bris, you keep it, it's fine. You don't keep it, you have to suffer the consequences. Atzur tomim pa'olo. Says Rashi. You might say the Torah is so wonderful. And it brings happiness. But what happens if I violate it? If I violate it, the consequences are horrible. Chorav Hashem b'chem, v'tzar s'shamayim, lo yiyamoto, v'adom lo yiyitan shu, v'atem heirem alot s'atom v'shashem. It's horrible. Says Rashi. Kadosh Baruch Hu with us has an absolute perfect din. There's nothing he explodes in anger. Kadosh Baruch Hu hatzur tomim pa'olo. His dealing with us is exactly precise. We get exactly what we deserve. Tomim, it's perfect. Ki chol drachav mishpat. Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mishpat. Kiel emuno v'en ovel. Emuno, says Rashi, l'shanu tzadikim, tzidkosom la'olam haba. So you'll ask, says Rashi. We don't always see it, he says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an infinite amount of time to reward and an infinite amount of time to punish. And he has a cheshbon, why it's this way and why it's that way. Why this one has to suffer in this world, why this one gets rewarded in this world. It all works out perfect. Kel emuno, payback, in ovo. Af lo rishoyim hashayim schara tzidkosim bolam hazeh. You get paid for anything and everything you do in this world. There's no extras. Extra punishment, extra everything is exactly planned out. Perfect. And he says about this world, supposing the end of Eschanan. Moshalim the son of Alpodo Vahavido. Lo Ya'achal Shalom Alpono. Shalim. So, Uncle says, Umashal Sonov, Tovan the Inan Avdin Kadmor B'chayelo. He says, yes, there's a Rosh who may have done a lot of nice things to get paid back in this world. He doesn't belong in the next world. He doesn't fit there. He can't get in there. Doesn't pass the bar, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu owes him. Because he owes him, he'll pay him back in this world. Famous story for Byron Cutler. Byron Cutler, in the middle of the Second World War, was fanatic in Hatzolah saving Jewish lives. Once found out that a group of Jews were in Italy who the Italians were going to return them over to their allies, the Germans, and they were going to be killed. and he was going to do anything to save these Jewish people's lives. And the question is, who can do it? So someone told him that if he spoke to the Italian head of the mafia in New York, he had his connections there in Italy, and he'd be able to send them. People would be afraid. Nothing, when Baron Keller was out to saving a Jewish life, nothing stood in his way. So, someone called this head of the mafia, the super famous rabbi, chief rabbi, said he wants to meet him. Didn't know what it was about. Okay, comes in to meet this mafioso. And he, Reverend, didn't speak English, and this mafioso certainly didn't speak Yiddish. So there's an interpreter in the middle. And in his very excited way, was saying that he has to do something to save these people's lives. Of course, as a mafioso, he was concerned. He wants to make a deal. Here, this is a very famous rabbi. So he turned to Rav Aaron and said, I want a blessing from you. Give me a blessing. And he turned to the interpreter, I want you to give me an exact interpretation of what the rabbi says. He's afraid Rav Aaron would say one thing, and the translator would say something else. So Rav Aaron turned to him and said, when you'll die a natural death in your bed at home. Now, the translator was nervous to translate it, because what was Rav Aaron gonna say? Your next neighbor, you should be successful, your next neighbor, your next Ritzicha, you should be successful. This is what he told him. And this mafioso turns, I want an exact penetration. So he told him, it's a wonderful blessing. He said, the other people in the mafia are not going to kill me. I won't die. I'll die at home naturally in bed. Wonderful. And deal sealed. He arranged to save these people's lives. In the end, I know some of the people who are involved in this. Kachava, that's what happened. And because for him, if you're in this world, to die a natural death at your home and your bed is a fantastic bracha. After he did this, so one of the people was involved, a certain rabbi in Queens who was a translator. So this man's son comes to Rabbi and says, you know, my father got this blessing from this rabbi. I'd like this blessing from this rabbi. So he said the rabbi's not alive anymore, but he has a son. He took him to Reb Shneur Cutler, and Reb Shneur looked at him and said, I don't have the connections upstairs my father did. There's something deeper there. This man was going to do a mitzvah, saving, I think, a few hundred Jews' lives. And Rav Aaron felt very confident, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to reward him, not in the next world. There's no way he'd get in there. For all his ritzichas and all his gnevis and everything he did. It's going to reward him in this world. And if this is what it took, this is what it's going to just shut up. That's Mishalem al son of Alponov Lahavido. The people who don't belong to Olam Haba, there's no way they can get their schar for all the things they do. They may do a lot of good things, they may do a lot of bad things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cheshbon is exact. For a tzaddik, whose ikar schar is going to be in Olam Haba, sometimes it will be successful in this world, sometimes it won't be successful in this world. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cheshbon. Kelamuno, He will pay back anything and everything. Ain't awful. There's nothing. Shiches, though, you think something's wrong? No, it's not true. One of them, his children, that they have the problem. They didn't act properly. Dor ikesh usalto. It's twisted. Al Hashem tigmal usos, you're acting this way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm making a bris with you. I'll give you a way of living a life that is chayim to this world. It'll give you a life, a happy, satisfied life in this world. And with that happy, satisfied life in this world, you're zocha to the next world. And you treat HaKadosh Baruch Hu this way. You don't take that gift HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you. I'm novel, it's a foolish person, nation, v'lo chacham. Haluhu avicha kinecha, hu oscha lichonanecha. Because he's your father, and he kona, he bought you, he acquired you. We'll see what that means. Hu oscha lichonanecha. He created you by lichonanecha. So Rashi says he created you as a nation. But it's a very important Sifri. Ve'yichon anecha. Sifri says, Malamed, it teaches us that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam HaRishon, who Beis Dino sat in every aspect of the human being to decide that is the perfect way for a human being to function in this world. V'chol eva ve'ever. So if I have a thumb and I have four fingers, that's because the best way for a human being to function in this world was the thumb and four fingers. The Rambam writes in one of his medical works, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us with what's precision? So the hair in my head can keep growing and growing and growing as long as it gets, and I have to take a haircut. My eyebrows, it's a different type of hair entirely, made for a different purpose. So the sweat doesn't go down into my eyes, nor my eyes. My eyelashes are a different type of hair entirely. It prevents the dust from getting into my eyes. And each type of hair was planned to be that which will function in the most perfect way. Rambam writes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu planned the human being down to its finest detail so it should be able to function in the best way in this world. And he gave him a Torah how to lead that happy life. And it's all one composite thing. You benefit. So according to this Sifri, you benefit from the absolute precision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bria. He created you as a person, he created you as a nation, and he gave you the way to lead your life in this world. Okay. So what are we saying? So Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a system. And who's going to enforce that system? The enforcing of the system is the Shemayim Va'oretz. V'sati mit ha'aretzchem b'yito. V'yotza sh'shamayim v'lo yiyamota. He says, what do I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu acquired you? Zchorim also, let's look at a little bit of history. Minushnostor. And we have it in Masorah. See, there's a very interesting thing. People question. The Jewish people, if you take a look at the historians and the Greeks, they say the Jewish people were very precise with their history. And we were very sloppy. Why? Because the idea of Masorah means we recognize that I come from someone who comes from someone who comes from someone all the way back. And a mash of that Masorah. I was once sitting with a certain Goyish woman who I was trying to explain something to her. I looked at her. Do you know the names of your grandparents' grandparents? How would I know that? I said, I on the spot here, without thinking of it, can tell you my last 10 generations in every part of my family. She looked, because the whole nature of our Masorah is we're Machshav, where we came from, where we came from, where we came from. Yeah. If I get an Aliyah to Torah, I'm a Levi. Why am I Levi? Because I can, because all the way back. There are Kohanim or Kohanim and Yuchosim. They can trace Dor Achador back to Aaron or Kohen. I have a Talmud. He has a shtar that was in his family, Dor Achador, tracing that Kohen, in fact, that Kohen back to Ezra Sofer. That's 2,500 years. So we're a people, we have and we value Masorah. So therefore we know clearly where we come from. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is Chazal on this, say, when it called, Yatze Bulos Amim Lemisbar B'nei Yisrael. Why the 70 nations? Because there were 70 Jews who came to Mitzrayim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave laws and rules how each nation functions, he gave the Jews their function. Every nation has their culture. France has their culture. And their rules, how French culture works, and how French history works, and how it all works. How German culture works. How English culture works, etc. But here, but our rules are a very simple set of rules. It's called the Torah. That's it. Why? Why? Kadosh Baruch Hu brought us into a midbar and created us as a nation and said, Yom Hazen Yesel Am. Today you are a nation. How are a nation? Through Kabbalah Satorah. That is what makes us into a nation. Kadosh Baruch Hu took care of us. Hashem bodod yanchenu, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is the only one who runs us. Hashem bodod. Mein imo el nech lo hoyo koach echo, and there is no other power who runs Klal Yisrael. So, Moshe Rabbeinu saying, Shemai Varetz, you're going to enforce this. Telling Klal Yisrael, if you're intelligent, we'll understand. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu take us into a midbar, give us a Torah? Could have given us a Torah in any civilized situation. The answer is very simple. Because then it could have said, well, the Torah reflects the culture of this, the culture of, no. The Torah reflects only the Torah. There's no other culture involved in it. There's no other set of rules involved. That's why it had to be in the midbar. And the only one who runs Klal Yisrael, the only set of rules that runs Klal Yisrael, is the Torah. This is simple, plain, translating Chumash. Yakivel b'mosei aretz. And he treated them with tremendous, he took care of them, he brought them to Eretz Yisrael, they lived a wonderful life. Vayishma Yeshur and Vayivot. They were very successful. Here's the downfall. And they kicked. Klal Yisrael, somehow, the moment they become successful, Kol Chivi Olson Yodi Osul Yisachai Olson, they began taking credit for their own, the results of their success. They didn't realize it all comes as a schar from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yakliyu B'Zorim. They forgot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then, Shemayim v'aretz go into action. And they're part of the bris. Hem kininu below el. Heviru chamotz below el. B'dover she'enu aloha. Something that has no power. People can fantasize everything and they want. Unbelievable fantasy. Now it's science, tomorrow it's this, it's whatever. Well, how's the world running? We're going novolach, he's saying. If you want to understand what's happening here in Eretz Yisrael, this passage describes though. There is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a tremendous matana to the Jewish people. The ability to establish their own lives here in Eretz Yisrael. Filled with incredible success. Incredible success. Something that baffles any normal set of reason. Seventy-six years since the Second World War ended. Klal Yisrael was shattered to pieces. They built up a country. Then, against any logic, there was a war. They won the war. It made no sense. Recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was working for you. No. A second war and a third war. Recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was insane. The Israeli army can't deal with Hebron today. How many Israeli soldiers captured Hebron in 1967? I think 20. The whole thing was insane. So see what's happening. Exactly after the war, a speech in Harat Sofim on Mount Scopus here. Yitzhak Rabin, who was the general liberated Yerushalayim, said, we saw things that there's some power out there that was guiding us. It made no sense. Doesn't mean the following year, the following week he kept Shabbos. Doesn't mean any of the following year he would agree with it. Henkinuni Beloel, something that's not real power. So how does Kodesh Baruch Hu pay them back? Beloam, a nation that's not really a nation. Who do they fight nowadays? They fight Palestinians. Got that's not really a nation. There's nothing there. And how are they fighting? Okay. Israel has the biggest air force, biggest tanks and everything. So what do they send against them? Balloons. Nation is not even a nation. We're going novolach. And if they're intelligent, understand. How is it that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to succeed, it doesn't make sense? Wants them to succeed, it also doesn't make sense. You have one of the most powerful armies in this world, and you have a bunch of people fighting them with balloons. But someday, Lord of Yisnach. In today's world, reading this before Yom HaDin is very frightening. It's very frightening. Living in a world that is absolutely insane. The world's being turned topsy-turvy. Who knows? Will Iran get an atom bomb or they won't get an atom bomb? The Israeli government says 6-7 weeks till they'll have an atom bomb. So what's going to be? Will this happen? Will that happen? No one knows. Whatever happening today, Corona is gone, comes back, gone, comes back. What's going to be? No one knows. Someday HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to judge us, says Rashi. Yishpot osam b'yisurim halolu. And he will be menachem, his people. When? When the Jewish people will wake up to the fact that all the ways they think that they're great and powerful and dependent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, incredible economy, incredible army, incredible air force, no. The Amach, and everything collapses. Okay, well, so where's HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Well, where do you think he is? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, when you give up on everything, and it's the Mishnah Sota, before Mashiach comes, what is Klal Yisrael? What's going to bring Mashiach? Two things can bring Mashiach. People talk Mashiach's here, he's already here, he's about to be here, he's on the doorstep, he's out, he's knocking on the door, whatever. Have it all figured out. Well, what did Chazal tell us? And the Rambam passes according to the Mando Amar, and so Nagola Mela B'tshuva. That's B'tshuva. And the question is, a very simple question. What happens if Klal Yisrael don't do tshuva? It's also Ela Mamer Aleya Melchoshet Gehomen HaRosh. He'll bring a Homer Rosh whose goal was the Hashmila Harigos Kolehudim to destroy everyone. The Gemara in Sota says, when people realize that anything they're relying on isn't there, and they'll say, Ein lonu lishoyin el avinu shebashamayim. When Klal Yisrael will wake up to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world, and all the things they way they can control the world with their army, with their economy, with their money, with their science, whatever it is. No. It's only one word. And that's a pasuk. Hey, what I'll say, hey, okay, what's so chosay? Or HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, where's everything? Ruato, and he's going to show us. Ani hu. I am the one who's running the world. And no one else. Okay. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will judge Klal Yisrael, Mashiach will come, and he'll judge the nations of the world. And all those nations who imprison Klal Yisrael will be destroyed. That's it. I didn't add anything to the Parsha. Parsha is telling us a very, very simple thing. Kadosh Baruch Hu took this group of people, Jewish people, took them out of Mitzrayim, took them into a midbar, and said, listen, Chelek Hashem Amo, you're not like any other nation in this world. France has their culture, England has their culture, and Germany has their culture, and Italy has their, and Spain has this, and Portugal this. Turkey, this, all the nations have their cultures. And they have their rules. Kadosh Baruch Hu lets them function within that. And every nation has its rise and its fall. And their rules and their culture. Klal Yisrael has only one thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah. That's it. It's all we have. And don't think it's so bad, he says. It's Chaim Lol. It's Simcha Lol. This is the only happy, sustainable way a human being can function in this world in an extended way and be happy. Now, happy isn't what some people think is happy. Happy is not getting drunk at a bar somewhere. Happy is a deep sense of happiness and satisfaction with your life. All these people, all the fancy, high-powered celebrities, they're getting married, they're getting divorced, they're committing suicide, whatever. They are deeply unhappy people. That's why they have to escape with their drugs and their alcohol and everything. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no. I'm giving you a Torah. And you keep it. I said, there's a problem with the Torah. You got to keep it. not just there to, oh, isn't it beautiful? No, you got to keep it. And that's Chaim La'olam and Simcha La'olam. And that is to what he gave us. And he runs our history around that. And of course, and he takes care of us for keeping the Torah, and people can then think, oh, my ego tells me I did it all myself. No, 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 no. I'm the one who's doing it. And then when you forget him, he's going to shake you up until you remember him because you realize nothing else is going to help you. And then you wake up and he's going to show us very clearly he's the only power in this world. And that's Mashiach. And that is, Chumash finishes now, right before Zos HaBrochem Moshe Rabbeinu's final. And then he says, Vayomer Aleihem, Simu Levavchem, Chol HaDvarim Asher Nuchim Meyed B'chem Hayom, Ki Lo Dover Reik Hu Mikem. Okay, fine, from a dark, blah, 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 blah. He says, no. Lo Lechinam Atem Yegeim Bo. The Torah I gave you, and I told you you have to learn it, don't think it's a little, it's a nothing. Lo Dovereikum Ikim. Hu Chayechem, that is, and that, learning that Torah, Rashi says, Lo Lechinam Atem Yegeim Bo, Ki Har Beschar Tori Bo, Ki Hu Chayechem, that is your life. Your life is in sports, your life's not rock music, you're like, no, not $1 billion a year that you're going to earn. Torah's your life. Yehem chayim. Uvadova hazeh, and through the learning of Torah, tarich liyomim avo adom oshetem over masayadim shom. What's going to sustain Klal Yisrael in this country here? Learning Torah. So when all the people out there says, why aren't you going to the army? They skip this pasuk. They skip this pasuk. Do you know what's sustaining this country? It's a pasuk. Harbe schar tolle bach. It's tremendous schar. What's the schar? The stability of the Jewish people in this country. Uvadovo hazeh tarichun hazeh. And through this thing, and then the Torah finishes. Gersh Baruch tells Moshe, go up to Har Avarim and see Eretz Yisrael, and you'll die. And Moshe gives his bracha, and he dies. And that is how the Torah finishes. After everything, after all this Har Vonish, Gersh Baruch has one last message. You know what that last message is? Don't think through your learning of this. We have the bris, the Torah, you got to do it. But there's something else you got to do. You got to learn it. Don't think, oh, I can't learn it. Okay, we'll just learn it. No, no, no. It's not empty. That's your real life. If you want to know what's going to sustain Klal Yisrael in this country, where you're going to inherit, that's through your limud Torah. And that is the final message before Moshe's death. There's a very, if you just go through this parsha with open eyes and just simple translate it with Pirush Rashi, through Ma'amori Chazal, it's an incredible statement. What we are as a nation. And I don't think there's a better preparation for Yom Kippur just reading this parsha over and over again. It's the normal parsha, Shabbat Shuvah, not this year. So we read it today. We read it now in preparation for Yom Kippur. We are a different nation, of a different culture. Kadosh Baruch Hu takes care of us, and He is the only power in charge of us. He gave us a Torah, which is the only way we can lead a happy, satisfied life. And it's the only way, and by learning that Torah, it's the only way we have a stable society here in Eretz Yisrael.